infection almost claimed my life. We are so excited to invite you into our stories in the chapters to come. Our mission isn't just to entertain you with our hard-fought victories, but to offer a nutritional playbook drawing from biblical truth and a combined 50 years of health and nutrition expertise. All the principles you will learn about in the Biblio-Diet are based on God's guidance on nutrition, the human body, and agriculture, a significant biblical theme considering the Bible's agrarian backdrop. Why does this matter? Data suggests that we're not only aging more quickly, but are in poorer health than ever before. We are grappling with a surge of lifestyle diseases, largely preventable illnesses such as diabetes, digestive disorders, obesity, and cancer that are rooted in unhealthy habits. From consuming diets saturated with ultra-processed and sugar-laden foods, to skipping exercise, not sleeping enough, living under chronic stress, and smoking. Daily choices under our control are chipping away at our health and longevity. The impact? An escalating tide in lifestyle diseases. Just how sick are we? It may come as a shock, but lifestyle diseases are responsible for 71% of global deaths. Heart disease, cancer, cerebrovascular disease, such as heart attack and stroke, respiratory disease, and diabetes sit at the top of the chart when it comes to leading causes of death in the United States. Over half of adults in this country have one or more chronic diseases, including high blood pressure and cardiovascular disease. In recent years, you've probably noticed that more of your friends or colleagues have a variety of medical conditions, many life-threatening, at an unprecedented rate. Younger generations are increasingly experiencing health challenges that were once reserved for older people. Early onset cancers, defined as those diagnosed in people under age 50, have increased globally by 79% since 1990. In the United States, the American Cancer Society reported a shift in cancer demographics from older individuals to those in middle age, with a notable upswing in cancer cases among people younger than age 50. These skyrocketing numbers of lifestyle diseases are tied not only to our poor habits, but also to the unintended consequences of our technological advances. Agriculture has transformed dramatically, but at a cost. The widespread use of pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and synthetic fertilizers has depleted essential microorganisms in the soil, leading to a nutrient scarcity. We need to change how we care for ourselves and the planet by creating a cycle of renewal that heals and enriches, not destroys and depletes. But how? The answer to all our problems can be found in a garden. Listen to that last sentence again. Hard to believe? It's true. When Jesus was dying on the cross, the thief next to him recognized and believed in his divine identity. Jesus replied to this man's faith by saying, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Luke chapter 23, verse 43. According to ancient Jewish teachings, the word paradise is the same word used to represent the Garden of Eden or Gan Eden. The understanding in Jesus' time was that a garden is where humankind started and where it will return one day. We believe that followers of God are called to help restore the earth to its original paradise, a garden where we are healed, healthy, and whole. Does that sound impossible? It's not. This healing starts the way most great movements do, one person at a time. And in this book, the change starts with you cultivating the garden of your mind and your body. If you're ready to live longer and live well, God's way, we're here to decode the timeless principles of well-being and walk alongside you. Empowered by the healing in my own life, my Jordan's life purpose is to heal the planet, feed the world,